What's up, y'all? It's your girl Lex P.
And it's your girl Dre and Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds.
Where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
You look real classy today.
I'm looking how you was looking on that other episode. Like a poet.
Dwee-dabble.
Like I need to be in
remember
the jazz
that episode
club.
On Real World? Come on, be my baby tonight. Dwee-dabble.
No.
You don't remember David from Real World?
No.
Y'all, see, Drea too young. She don't know the classics. That's what you look like you in a jazz band.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's giving.
It's definitely giving. Mm-hmm. I see you, girl.
I see you too, girl. Titties out. Drop the top. No, bra. Got the titties out.
You know, because I've been real classy. I've been really, really classy. You know, I've just been holding back a little bit so I can let the people know. It's still a bad bitch in here. You got to let them know. I'm auntie. You know I'm auntie.
Auntie who?
I'm big mama. You know, everybody be, you know, I'm big mama. But I got to let them know Big Mama still got it. I can still drop it like it's hard.
I don't think nobody ever doubted if you still had it.
Well, you know, I'm not a picture.
You know how you be having that fine-ass auntie?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But so I don't think nobody ever.
Like, I'm not that active on Instagram. I don't like posting pictures. I don't really like. And honestly, I've been kind of like working on my health. I've been keeping up with my diet. Y'all know I lied to my mama about being on a diet. Mm-hmm. But I've actually been keeping it up. I've been in the gym. So I'm just trying to get ready for my pop out. That's all.
You about to pop out
I'm about to pop out.
Okay. We active.
It's going to be a sick summer.
We active. It is. Ooh, and we got some. Ooh, I can't talk about this.
But
I can't talk about
this. The body is just giving.
The body's going to be giving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. So yeah, girl, what you been up to?
I had a little trip. I went to Houston.
And
you know, it was fun.
Who'd you go to see?
Jesus.
That ain't my Jesus.
The Lord.
I almost said something.
What did you almost say?
Cause that nigga fine. Hey, I will say this. You make me proud, sis. You be pulling the cream of the crop.
Do I?
Yes. Like, I'll be like, yes, bro. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'll be like, yes.
You be excited when I
do be excited. Like, when you send me, like, somebody and DM'd you, I'll be like, yes, bro. Like, that's
I'm it. Telling you, I don't know. I be wondering if people be thinking I be capping, but my DMs be looking violent.
Violent.
My DMs you be wild.
You on a lot of niggas wish list.
I am.
I'll say that.
I am. But
love it.
They ain't going to get it, though. They got to work for it.
I feel like
we're at that point now. Like, not to be on no cocky shit, because it's like we still have a long way to go.
Right,
but I
right.
think that with where we're going and what we're doing, like, we can be super selective. You know what I mean? Because I feel like these niggas be wanting us.
But honestly, but even before, we've always been selective. Let's be real.
Well, yeah, we always have been selective. But I feel like now, though, the caliber... It's the caliber of niggas.
It definitely is.
I think we always both had a decent little roster. Like I feel like I've been pulling like some nice niggas for a while, mm-hmm. but now it's like elite.
The price done went up.
The price done went up, but I also feel like you know I could be a little more choosy too.
Because it's like a few. Oh yeah!
Come on,
boy! I'm so proud of it.
Amen.
Hey, yeah! I'm so glad. That's how they be when Dre responds to a DM. They be like, "I'm so glad you chose me, baby." Ooh, I know they be like, "Yeah," cause you know I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
I'm in a space
where I'm not responding to DMs right now. Cause I gotta get my shit. I gotta get my shit together. I'm really trying to focus. Like, Drea knows like what I'm working on and stuff I'm trying to do. Like things that I'm trying to like. I'm trying to make a really big purchase and things. So I really gotta focus right now. Cause for some reason I can't suck dick and focus at the same time.
Yeah, you get distracted.
I get
easily.
Distracted. So I'm really trying to. So I haven't been really answering the DMs, but Drea. I know when niggas like sliding that dick. You be having though some crazy niggas in your DM. Like,
When you say crazy, what do you mean
the
crazy?
The one you sent me yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, sir, why would you ever think?
Like, I be having some lit niggas in my DM, but I do be having, like, some niggas that it be like, why did you even think that you could holler? But I get it, because in his own right, the dude that we're talking about, he was, I guess, kind of like, you know, somebody at one point.
But somebody does not mean you're a BDB.
That's
this is
true.
BDB only. This
That's
is
true.
BDB
He probably don't watch
only.
The show, though, so he don't know.
I mean, you don't have to watch the show to know. You can look at your page and know.
Yeah, that's true.
You
I
can look at
right.
your page and know.
But, yeah, I don't know. But I told y'all, I'm popping out this year. My roster is nice.
It is.
You see, I just posted that, I had just posted the other day that little meme on my story that said, we not posting niggas, we not doing sneaky links no more.
Are we posting
niggas on our story this year.
So we posting niggas on our story this year?
Yeah. We get niggas this year.
Okay.
We're going to post them.
Okay.
You ready? No. One thing about me and you, and I'll say this, like, on the show, I feel like you're way more transparent than me. Like, you talk more about your dating life and mm-hmm, stuff. Mm-hmm. But y'all ain't going to never figure out who Lex nigga is.
Ever.
Because we both be super, super
Lips
private about
sealed.
The niggas that we
the
be
The only way
with.
You'll ever find out who my man is, if you just happen to be out and see us mm-hmm. out eating or see us out smoking the hooks. Mm-hmm. Like, you will never, I will never hint to who he is.
Same.
I will never, I mean, I don't have a he right now.
Yeah, but
you're
just saying.
Whenever I was, you know, involved, it's just no way you can find out who my man is.
I just be wondering who about to become our man. Who about
it
to
is
be our boyfriend
year.
It's
boyfriend
season.
I feel like me and you have never been like, it's time to get a man.
Public with the nigga.
We're going to be.
Ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do.
You know I got my
it's
eyes
February
on this
right
one
now.
Nigga.
It's February right now. Let's say for my birthday trip, we'll post our man on like
in August.
Yeah, in August. Like for my birthday, I'm gonna post my man.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm excited.
I'm not.
I'm excited.
Damn, I'm about
we
to lose
gonna
a
get
lot
some.
Of
we probably gonna get some good Christmas gifts because that's right before Christmas.
I know, but I'm trying to think. Like a nigga really gotta really for me to make somebody my boyfriend. You gotta really be that nigga.
I mean, facts. We ain't half-stepping.
But what I'm saying is, I'm trying to think of who is going to come and really sweep me off my feet to make me be like, because let me tell you something, Lex P don't just claim nobody now.
But that's the thing about life. Life is unpredictable. You don't never know,
ooh,
you know?
I'm
but I think it's already understood whoever we claiming.
That's going to be... He gonna have that title, like, they gonna be the BDB king.
He gonna have that title, and then on top of that, it's like it's gonna already be understood what he done did to get shown off. Mm-hmm. It's just like when a nigga show a bitch off.
Like, well, maybe I won't post his face. Maybe I'll just post his, like, arm.
I feel like with the nigga that I got in mind, people gonna know.
Oh, yeah, they gonna know. They gonna
even if
know.
I don't show the face.
Ooh, they gonna know.
Because he got all them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's...
Let's change the subject.
Let's change the topic. Okay, what's up, y'all? It's Lex P.
And it's Dre and Nicole.
And we just wanted to take a moment to tell y'all about a program that we use and absolutely love. It's called BetterHelp.com. If there's anything that's interfering with your happiness or something that you feel that's preventing you from achieving your goals, this is the program for you.
Yes, y'all know how much we always stress how important, you know, working on your mental health is. So that's one of the great things about BetterHelp. And you can always communicate with your counselor no matter what time of day it is. You can always text them. You can message them from the website and everything, and I think that's one of the best things about it.
Yes, you can get therapy in your own home. You don't have to go to any doctor's office, anything like that. You'll get set up with your counselor within 48 hours. And if you don't like your counselor, they'll set you up with somebody else totally different. It's very easy to use, and you can start your sessions within 48 hours.
Right, so make sure that y'all go to BetterHelp.com/poorminds. That's better, H-E-L-P, and use the code poorminds to get 10% off of your first month.
Bye, y'all. Back. Okay, let's get into these topics. I'm gonna let you bring this first one in. Because per usual, you always just do the
going
most.
Off the deep end.
Going off the deep end, sis. What's up?
Okay, so I wanted to talk about being gay for pay. Because I feel like it's a trend lately.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't know. I be feel like it be girls that don't be gay or don't really be fucking with bitches for real. But they be doing it because, you know, a lot of these women be tricking just like these niggas do.
Yeah. Why not?
So you would be gay for pay?
Absolutely.
But you don't even like bitches, so but it don't I matter. Don't feel like it would be believable.
I could, if you paying my bills and you doing this and doing that, I'm gonna make it leak. I like that coochie. What that thing smell well, like? Was... Give it to me. I want it.
Why
now.
I thought you was about to say I'm gonna make it leak.
I'm gonna do that too. Dang and dang and make it vibrate. I like the way your ass be vibrating. I like the way your ass be vibrating. I'm about to do all that shit.
We love that song.
But I'm saying though, because you have to realize, do people who are in their job, does everybody really love their job? Mm-hmm. Like, do you think that I love going to Chick-fil-A? Mm-hmm. They give me the best service. What do they say?
What's my pleasure.
My pleasure. Do you really think she wants to be there selling like chicken sandwiches doing that? I mean, I was that person before. I used to work at a fast food restaurant.
Some people
I used
really
to work
like
at
chicken.
Sonic. No, bitch, I used to work at Sonic and I used to be making them fucking slushies like I was happy as fuck because that was my job to give good customer service. I was pretending. A lot of people pretend to do things that they enjoy to do, but they need to pay their bills. So if I got to eat a little cat, yeah, I'm going to eat a little cat. Ain't nothing wrong with a little cat. That's
all
right.
I feel like I couldn't do that.
I mean, at this age, I don't because I don't have to. But if I was kind of like...
If you was young.
If I was like 26, graduated college, trying to figure out what I want to do in life, and a sugar mama came along and she wanted me to travel the world with her and turn up and have fun, why not?
Yeah.
But why not?
I mean, I don't know.
And sometimes
though.
Feelings
I
can grow for
see
people.
Myself, and I mean, I'm not speaking for myself because you know, we all know I done dipped in the lady pond a few times. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about if you really don't like bitches, like I don't think that I could do that if I did not like bitches. Like clearly, I could be gay for pay because I'm gay for no pay. But.
Okay.
I done ate a little pussy for free.
We know. So, I seen it.
You know. So it's just, no, you didn't. Why do you be lying?
Oh, wait.
You ain't never seen me eat nobody coochie.
I didn't see you eat the coochie, but I saw the coochie getting ate.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's facts.
I was just trying to sleep and mind my business. You nasty.
She was trying to get you to join.
I know. Can we tell the story?
Sure.
Okay, so we always end up to a little quick story time real quick. So one night, this is when I first moved to Atlanta. Y'all know I had $3. And I was living with Dre at the moment. So I was sleeping in her bed, knocked out. I had got off of work. I was really tired. I was in bed, knocked out. So Drea and one of her friends at the time bust through the door, drunk as fuck. Screaming, let you sleep, let you sleep. I was like, girl, that bitch sleep. Well, I'm about to get in the shower. They were just, you know, drunk bitch just talking. So I'm just like, oh, they gonna go to sleep eventually. So I'm, you know, sitting on the corner dreaming about Idris Elba like I always do. You know, having my nice little dream, minding my business. You know, my alarm clock about to go off in a few hours. You know, so I'm like, they gonna leave me alone. They know a bitch gotta work. All of a sudden,
oh,
I hear.
You was about to do some
all
work.
All of a sudden, I hear. I said, huh? I looked up. I said, Allah, not Dre, Allah, not Dre. Then the bitch. I was trying to act sleep, so I was like clenching my eyes. I was like, Lord, this not happening. I was like, how do I get out this bed? I tried to get up. She gonna say. She gonna grab my shoulder. I said, oh, hell no. This ain't that type of party.
It ran to the couch.
I sure did. I sure did.
Oh, my gosh. She was a freak.
She was a freak. But we're not gonna talk about what you did. Because after she was done, you ran in the living room with a toy. You was like, come on, I'm not done. I said... You had the toy in your hand.
I do not.
She was like, come on, I'm not done. The girl was like, go to sleep, Drea. She was literally running from you.
I don't recall this part.
I do. You was just swinging it around in there. Come on. Y'all know her voice like, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I just be like, I just like, okay, I'm gonna go to sleep.
I was like, I was in the middle of a lover's quarrel. I said, oh, this tea getting hot. I had to wake up and turn around. I said, hold on, see? I said, this show getting good now.
Bro, I cannot.
Once the coochie eating stopped and the fighting started, I said, oh, this is a good show. I got front row tickets.
No, that was a wild fucking night. Oh, my God. It was a wild night.
We've had a lot of wild nights.
We've had a lot of wild nights. Like, we really have been there for each other's sexual encounters a lot of times.
Yes, a lot of times. A lot of times.
But yeah, I don't know. So going back to the topic.
going back to the topic at hand.
I don't think I could be gay for pay but let me if tell I wasn't you why. Actually gay.
You would have sucked dick that you didn't like for something that you wanted.
But also, I am heterosexual. I like men.
But
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I have fucked with women, but I'm not really gay. I'm really kidding. But I fucked with women because I'm attracted to women.
Right.
If I'm attracted to men too, so that's why I've sucked dick.
Right,
I'm attracted to money too.
But for me,
too.
I can say I have put something in my mouth that I didn't want to put in my mouth because I wanted something.
I have. I ain't never sucked no nigga dick that
I have.
I ain't want to suck his dick.
I have, because I knew what was on the other side of the rainbow. I saw the end of the road.
Now I might have fucked the nigga.
What's the difference?
Because sucking dick is. I told you, I feel like sucking dick is more intimate.
Either way it goes, in my personal sucking opinion. Dick, fucking, you done inserted something in one of your holes that you did not want to occupy that hole.
Out here sucking dick with a condom on it?
Huh? People do that?
That's what I'm saying. That's why sucking dick is more intimate.
I mean, like I said, whether
you've occupied a hole with something that you didn't want to be there. If I can do that with somebody I don't like, it doesn't matter what it is. Whether it's coochie, dick, a titty, a nipple, a ball, a booty hole. It don't matter what it is. I'm doing it because I want something. So it doesn't matter what it is for me.
So why you ain't never fucked with a sugar mama?
Because I've never been approached by a sugar mama. I haven't. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I have. But,
I know, I remember.
But I wasn't in that. Mm-mm. I wasn't in the mind frame now. But I have to be real. I mean, times have been hard for me.
So
I done been desperate, like, oh, I gotta do this. And so I've done some shit before. I've done some strange little piece of shit.
You have?
Yeah,
What's the strangest thing you've done?
That
you could share on the show.
I mean, it's not strange, but like I said, I fuck with niggas that I necessarily didn't want to fuck with because they was making sure I was straight and they was doing what they needed to do for me. You know what I'm saying? So, if I was in that same situation and I couldn't find I always lucked out because I could always find a man. Like, I can always find a man. But if something was happening and there was a drought of BDBs and it was a lady that would do it, I'd be like, fuck it. She can munch on this little coochie. She can munch on it. She can munch on it. I feel like a lot of times they just want a little pillow princess anyway. You ain't got to do nothing. You ain't really. I ain't got to eat no coochie.
I feel like when it comes to sugar mamas, though, they don't never be fine.
I mean, it depends. Some of them do be fine. They be looking. I mean, they be kind of looking like Manny Fresh. Like, they be.
And that's not fine. That's what I'm talking about. And it's crazy that you said that because that was the exact example that I had in my mind.
He not bad looking. We can make something work. You can make something work.
I'm sorry, but I am not eating a bitch pussy that look like Manny Fresh. You wild as fuck on that shit. Not every. Bitch, no, not go DJ. That's my DJ.
What I'm saying is,
a lot of times,
those women like that, they don't want to get ate out anyway. They don't want that.
I was supposed to suck your strap. I don't think so.
I mean, I can suck worse. Put that strap, put it in my mouth. You remember? You remember, Queen.
I just cannot see myself sucking no strap and a bitch moaning. Because you don't even feel nothing, bitch. The fuck? Why are you moaning? Why the fuck am I sucking this shit? I just get mad all over again. I can't believe I gotta do this for some money.
Hey, you. Sometimes that's why I said
no,
desperate
time.
If you desperate for some change, you gonna do what you gotta do. Sometimes you got to do it.
I'm not eating Manny Fresh pussy. Well, I don't care how fresh it is. I'm not eating it.
I mean, like I said, if bills got to be paid, and then if she treats me right, sometimes you never know. I might pop out with a woman. You talking about popping out with our boyfriends?
Glenn is never gonna pop out with a woman.
How? Somebody may be out there ready to treat me right.
You don't even like women, so except for me.
I barely like you. So let's tread lightly now.
You don't even like women. I highly doubt it.
I mean, you never know. Let me not say that. I'm very straight.
You about to have some crazy DMs when this episode come out.
But sometimes
your DMs gonna be looking violent.
I'm dead. But no, I feel like being gay for pay, as long as it's an understanding, though. I feel like it's wrong to pretend that you like somebody when you really don't like them, though.
Like, I mean, that's what being gay for pay is.
I mean, but it's different if, like, I feel like the situations I was in, like, when I was fucking with a nigga I necessarily didn't like, but he was doing for me, like, but he knew what it was. He wanted some pussy and I needed some money. And it was like, we had a situation, but we was cool. Like, we could hang out together and we would have a good time. It's not like it was just like a prostitution thing, but it was like, we was cool and he was making sure I was straight. I was making sure he was straight. But to act like you're a lesbian.
So it was transactional.
It was definitely transactional. But I feel like every woman has been in a transactional situation before. Like, we gonna keep it real on this podcast. And that's one thing we gonna do. Most women have been in a transactional situation before. And if you haven't, I mean, cool. But like I said, it was times where I was young and I needed shit. You know what I'm saying?
And the pussy was hitting for what it was hitting for.
You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you something. Let me talk about this real quick.
I'm talking about being gay for pay. That's what I'm thinking about. I ain't talking about these niggas and what I done did with these niggas. I'm talking about being with a bitch, eating coochie for pay.
Fuck it. I done done worse for some pay. What's eating a little coochie? I done done way worse. But like I said, though, but it's just, okay, but let me say this as well. Because I know people going to be like, oh, Lex a prostitute. Listen, no, it's not that. Because there's a lot of women out here that'll be like, oh, I require this or I require that before I fuck a nigga. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, bitch. You just sugarcoating it. It's the same thing. People just like to sugarcoat what the fuck is really going on. But I'm a real ass bitch and I'm going to just let it be known. Like, mm-hmm. I know what the fuck I was doing. And you hoes be knowing what the fuck you doing. You just like to sugarcoat shit. Mm-hmm. But let's really call it what it is. Everybody got a fucking price. So stop the cap.
I mean, that is true.
Stop the cap. So you hoes saying that you wouldn't eat a little coochie for 15 bands. Y'all going to eat that coochie for 15 bands. You going to do it. If a girl,
not if she look like Manny Fresh Licks, no.
Well, not you. I'm not talking about you, but I'm saying if you're down and out, you don't know rent due in 2 days.
You don't have no money.
Your car note due. Aaron's rental knocking on the door for they fucking couch, bitch.
The rent-a-center cable
done got turned off. Your refrigerator empty. The roach is looking at you like, bitch, we about to move out. You know what I'm saying?
If it's a time like that
and somebody say, hey, I got 15 bands for you. I want to take you to fucking Greece and just have a good time. I'll pay you for your time. Not even 15 bands. Let's say 5 bands. I'll take you to Greece for your time. And we're going to have fun. We're going to be there for like 4 or 5 days. And on top of that, I'm going to give you 5 bands. I get to go to Greece and get 5 bands. And then I'd have made my rent. I can pay my bills, and I got a trip. You hoes is doing that. Fuck out of here.
I mean, yeah, I think bitches definitely be doing more than what they admit that they be doing. Or it's easy to say what you wouldn't do or what you won't do when you ain't never been offered it. Mm-hmm. It's different when you actually get offered things like that.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You know what I mean? Then you're in a position to really have to make a decision. It's easy to say, oh, I would never do that if nobody ever offers you that.
But people is out there offering that.
Yeah, they are.
Let me tell you something. I accept it. I accept it.
I too
have accepted.
Have accepted.
It's like it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said. I mean, but I feel like life. You get one life.
You supposed to have fun.
You supposed to have fun, but not. But let me say it wasn't like no shit where it was like a nigga I didn't know and he was strange and it was a stranger and it was straight. So it was like no, like he was cool and I knew he wanted to fuck with me, but I didn't necessarily like him like that. So it was like an understanding.
Yeah, don't be going out the country and because so, you know they be taking bitches.
Yeah, that's why I was like, let me say that because be it's careful. Not. Yeah, we're not trying to get nobody trafficked or nothing out here. So don't be just answering DMs when niggas be like, oh hey, let's go to Greece tomorrow, and you end up and you in like Hungary or something and
beach Turkey,
and you like in a fucking hut somewhere
tied up
like that ain't our fault. They're gonna be like, poor Minds. I don't know.
That ain't a part of my ministry.
I'm gonna say, who is Poor Minds? I've never heard of it. Police gonna be like, do you know a podcast called Poor Minds?
First of all, the police ain't even gonna even come to us because we ain't got shit to do with that. That's your dumb ass fault for getting caught up in that shit. Because we told you to be safe, queen.
But yeah, so I feel like sometimes situations pop up, and if you in that situation, like if that was me, like I said, you know what my situation was, and I had to do, and I, you know, and I was talking to a guy that I necessarily didn't like, but he was making sure I was straight. But if it would have been a woman, I would have been doing the same shit. It don't matter if it's dick or pussy. I didn't like it. So it don't make a difference to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to look at it in like the porn world. It's a lot of women that do porn that aren't gay.
And
but
see,
doing
I think
it for
that's
check.
My thing. I like women, but I don't.
You wouldn't be in a relationship.
Like, I wouldn't be in a relationship, but I also like girly women, not burly women.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a preference, you know?
So that's the thing, too. Like, I mean, if it was like a fine ass bitch, yeah, probably.
And see, I think I'm opposite. If I was going to get a girl, like, I want her to look like Manny Fresh. I do.
That is so weird.
I do. I would. I want a Manny Fresh. I do. I don't want no girly girl.
So would you fuck Manny Fresh?
Hell yeah. Frickin'. Frickin' Fresh. I would.
Why? I am really shocked and appalled.
I mean, we already discussed this. There's not too many people I wouldn't fuck.
Manny Fresh? You would fuck Manny Fresh for real?
No.
I hope that one of his cousins or something watch this show.
Let me stop playing this clip because I think that man is married.
Oh my God! Look. Legs. You fuck. I know you fucking lying.
What's wrong with little Manny? Everybody need love.
But he look like the neighborhood stud. He do.
But okay, I don't
to
know.
Me, Manny Fresh is what studs be looking like.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's the type of if I was like. A lesbian, that's the type of person I would be attracted to. Like, I wouldn't be attracted to, like, a lipstick lesbian. I don't know if they still use those terms.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, I know what you mean. Mm. I don't know if they still use that term either. But, see, those are the type of women I like. Like, I like... And I think because I like women that I know are not, like, really gay.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, I know what you mean. You like bitches that are like you.
Yeah, they just
that
be
That just
like,
dabble in the pussy a little bit.
Yeah, they just be having fun. Yeah. I don't want nobody that's gonna be too serious.
Me?
I feel like a stud, she would be too... she would be too serious for me, hun. I ain't got time.
I got time.
She gonna be getting jelly.
But like I said, but I think it's because, like, we go back to what we always say, I just love niggas. I love men. There's not like really a gay bone in my body. Like, I'm just I
but
love.
If you look like a nigga, you could get this pussy.
Yeah, fuck it, turn the lights off and put that strap on. I ain't gonna know the difference. And plus, get two shots in me.
Two,
that's all I need.
Nah, I would need like 10.
Nah, two shots in me, I'm cooked. I'm fucking cooked.
Yo, pussy about to be cooked, too.
That's fine. I'm done. I'm old. Ugh. Two shots? We fucking. That's why I be selective on who I go on my dates with.
Two
shots? I'm fucking. If I'm at the dinner table and I order a drink, this is how I gauge my dates. Like, if I go on a date and I'm having a good time, I'll be like, okay, let me have a little drink. Most of the time, he's already ordered a bottle, but I'll order a drink because I want to pace myself. Because if I'm drinking the bottle, I'm going to be drunk.
Right.
So I'll drink my drink. And if the conversation is going well, then I'm going to start drinking from his bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, I'm drunk and I'm fucking. If I start drinking from your bottle, I'm fucking.
So you ain't never went out to the club, drunk out of a bottle, and didn't fuck?
Oh, yeah, I have. But, I mean, I was probably, like, with my homegirls. I'm talking about if I'm on a dinner date.
With a nigga.
Yeah, if I'm on a dinner date and I'm, like, drinking out your bottle, that means I'm trying to fuck. If I go on a date and I really don't know you, I'm getting to know you. I know if I'm going to fuck 10 minutes in. So 10 minutes in, I'm going to finish my drink, I'm going to eat my food, and I'm going to go home. If I go on a date with you, I want to give you some pussy. I already want to give you some pussy, but let's see if you going to get the pussy.
Right. What you going
to
do?
What you going to do? Not what you going
to
do. To reel it in. Because if your conversation is fucked up or you say something I don't like, you done lost out on the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
But two shots in? I'm fucking. If you like, hey, Lex, man, I just want to treat you to a nice dinner. I'm like, that's cool. I'm trying to fuck. Let's go. I'm trying to fuck, bro. Give me that dick. Dead ass. I want you. I want you.
I would literally, though, be scared if you came at me like that and I was a nigga.
I don't say that to them.
Give me that dick, bro.
Give me that dick, nigga. What's good?
What's good? With that dick hitting
for? I'm not gonna lie. I was on a date one time with a nigga. I was on a date with Throwback Baby. This is when we first met. And he was like, he wanted to go to dinner and go to a movie. Mm. So we was at dinner. We was drinking. We was having a good time. He was like, so you ready to go to the movie? I was like, no. I'm trying to fuck. I was like, I'm trying to fuck. And we went and fucked. That's the night. Remember I told y'all that story? If you're a new listener, you haven't heard the story, but
I told a story
about how he was fucking me so hard, my wig, he took my wig off.
That's who took your wig off?
Hell yeah, that nigga fucked my wig off. I said, ooh, I wasn't ready. Ooh, that nigga threw me for a doozy. I said, hold on, wait a minute, y'all.
Little loop-de-loop.
He did throw me for a loop-de-loop. But yeah, like, we was on a date, and I was like, nah, I'm not trying to go. It was when the Joker had first came out. Mm-hmm. The Joker movie. I was like, I'm not trying to go see no Joker. I'm trying to suck on that Joker. You feel me? You know. You know.
I mean, I definitely have been in situations where I think that I wanted to fuck, and I wanted the nigga to know, but I have never just been like, I'm trying to fuck.
Yeah, like, I was like, I'm not trying to go see no movie, bro.
You know, I just do more flirty, seductive things where I know he gonna get the hint.
Right, but that's you.
Yeah.
You are very sexy and sexual. There's nothing sexy about me.
You are sexy.
You want this pussy? That's how I'm being like, I'm about to sing to you.
You are sexy.
No, I'm not. But I know my role. I play it well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know my lane. That's just not me to be like, well, we can do whatever you want to do. Like, that's not me. Hey, I got this dick for you.
Or you a freak.
You a freak. Oh, I ain't trying to do all that playing shit. Let's go fuck.
Yeah.
So, like I said, gay for pay, cool.
Cool. You cool with it?
At this age, no, because I don't need to do all that. But if somebody is going through shit, I don't see the problem with it. Fuck it, turn up.
Okay.
Alrighty. So the next topic I wanted to talk about is mean girls. Mm-hmm. I think that we are in a time, day, and age where people take so much pride in being nasty people. Mm. People, I seen a tweet the other day, and this girl was like, people just know not to fuck with me. I'm just a mean ass bitch. You gonna either fuck with me or you just not. That's just who I am. It's just like,
first of all, a bitch. Who tweets that? But I'm so lame.
But I'm saying, though, but, like, people take pride in being like, oh, she's not approachable. She's not this and she's not that. Let me tell you something. First of all, if you're trying to be in any space of a musician, an artist or an actress or a podcaster, anything in the entertainment realm, first of all, the best thing how people gonna fuck with you is word of mouth. So the best thing that people can always say is, oh, when I met Drea or I met Lex P, they was cool as fuck. They was nice as fuck. They was so down to earth. What do you get out of if somebody says, hey, Drea, I'm a fan of your show? Okay. What would you get out of that?
Well, see, I think that people think that I'm unapproachable.
Well, not you, but you...
Well, no, I know. I'm just saying in general. Mm-hmm. I think that people think that I'm unapproachable and then they meet me in person and I'm cool as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because I agree with you. I think that I just kind of come off that way because I'm not friendly. Like how we always talk about on the show. I'm not like a mean person, but I'm just not friendly. I'm not going to go out of my way to be like super friendly, having conversations with people and all that type of shit. But if you actually was to come up to me and talk to me, especially people that listen to the show, like, because that happens to us all the time,
mm-hmm.
I'm cool as fuck. So I do think it's a difference between just being a person who seems unapproachable and then actually being a mean girl.
Right. Like, you're going out your way.
Because some bitches just be mean. Like,
What did you get out of being a bully,
Jessie, bro? You know, we both follow Jessie on Instagram. And she had posted something on her story like a few weeks ago. Mm. And it was like some show that she was watching. I'm not sure what show it was.
It was probably The Bachelor. I know she does a lot of like after story stuff where she like comments on it. Yeah. It might have been that Bachelor.
It was some type of reality show, but it was like this black woman. And it was obviously like a little dating show or whatever. And this guy was trying to engage in conversation with the woman. And she was just so rude and so nasty and so mean for no reason, but mm-hmm. he was still being nice, he was still being a gentleman, he still kept going to get her drinks and, you know, was just being very respectful, but she was just being a bitch for no reason. And it was just like, why? Like, watching it was so cringy because it's like, do black women really be out here just acting like that?
Well, I'll say this, it's not a color thing. It's just a woman thing.
Well, I think it's a woman thing too, but I was just asking because, you know, we have this
right, no, we do
thing
have a
where people just be like bitter black women.
Now, you are right about that, but y'all have to realize, not y'all as in you, but people have to realize it's a woman thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So somewhere in society, people have ruined women's mind frame and thinking, oh, in order to get a man, you have to be rude to him or mean to him. Now, what Drea says is to be mysterious. Being mysterious doesn't mean being rude.
Oh, yeah.
So you can still attract a man and leave him wanting more. But that doesn't mean be a bitch.
Yeah.
And no way have we ever said to attract a man is being a bitch.
Because I'm not a bitch when I be meeting
ever,
niggas.
Ever.
I just feel like, especially BDBs. Like,
ever.
Be nice as fuck. But I mean, also, I'm nice to women, too, when I meet women.
Exactly. But also on the other end of the spectrum, now, I will say, I have been a bitch to people that I've met before, but that's also if you coming at me wrong. Mm-hmm. I will be a bitch. If you're in my DMs talking about, oh, you got some big-ass titties I want to fuck, and this and that, let me tell y'all something. I talk crazy and I talk nasty on the show because this is our show. This is what we're doing. This is entertainment. But if you really are trying to talk to me and you want to take me out, why would you think I'm going to react
to that
saying something totally vulgar and crazy? Like, I'm sitting here talking to my best friend. Like, this is normal conversations mm-hmm. that we have. But if you think you're going to start off by being like, damn, I want to fuck, mm-hmm. that's not going to work. So that's when the bitchy side comes out. But if a man approaches me at a bar and is like, oh, hey, I just wanted to get you a drink. Girls got the game fucked up, first of all. Why would you approach me with a drink? Where the bottle at? Girl, take the drink and see what he's talking
about.
And you
probably ain't even got enough money in your account to buy your own damn bottle.
That's what I'm saying. I think a lot of times women get the shit misconstrued. Like, y'all,
I'm the type of bitches that irritate me. Bitches right, that be mean, that be like mean and be uppity and be feeling like they.
But I think that's
above
what they think
shit.
That how we act, and we're not like that at all. They
yeah,
think
we're not like that at all. But I don't even know why bitches would think that we like that. I mean, I feel like we have standards. So on the show, we talk about our standards and shit. Mm-hmm. But I'm nice to people. I believe in being a nice person. I believe in being a good person. I don't treat. I'm going to treat a janitor the same way I treat a CEO. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about shit like that. Titles and stuff like that
come
doesn't
on,
matter
goodies.
To me when it comes. But I'm saying titles and stuff like that don't matter to me when it comes to how I treat people.
Right.
I might have my preferences for who I want to date and who I want
and
to fuck
fine.
With.
And
that's
okay.
But for how I treat people mm-hmm. and how I come off to people, like, no. Well, you can't help how you come off to people, but I'm talking about how I know I treat people.
Right,
and I'm
right.
a very nice person. You know
you
what
are.
I mean?
You are.
So, I don't understand mean-ass people.
I don't understand that mean-ass. I feel like a lot of people on Twitter, they get a kick out of bullying people.
Yeah.
Saying rude things to people. Like, you'll see a girl post a picture or something, or a guy post a picture, and they'll be like, oh, my God. What do y'all get out of that?
But that's what I was about to say, too. That's another thing. That's why when you said that, I'm like, I don't know why people would think that we're like that, because me and you literally mind our business.
Mind our
on
business.
On social media.
I swear to God, when me and
we
Drea,
don't never say
but
nothing
not only
to nobody.
That, but even when we're together, we don't talk about anybody but ourselves.
Pretty much. That's all we talk about.
All we talk about is ourselves, what we
that's
did,
it.
What we're eating,
what we doing.
What we doing. We do
how
not.
How fine we about to be? What trips we about to go on? How much money we about to make?
We talking about other people, like what people assume or expect or whatever they think.
I don't
but
even think people assume that, because it's obvious that we mind our business. You could tell from our social media, like, your shit is just jokes all day.
All day.
And then on Twitter, when I be on Twitter, I be tweeting like little funny astrology. Stuff sometimes, but I be tweeting astrology. I be tweeting
my moon sign has gone into Mercury retrograde and my Gemini is struggling in the Venus of the
world, because there's two moons today, not three. But that fourth moon is fucking me up. And I'd be like, okay.
But yeah, so like, I be tweeting astrology. I'll tweet little funny gifts to people when they say stuff to me on Twitter. But yeah, or I would just be talking about shit that be on my mind, like just real nigga shit.
Okay, real nigga.
I mean, because I do. I feel like I tweet.
I read astrology, but I'm still a real nigga.
I feel like I be tweeting shit like, I don't know, just talk about life and shit. But mm-hmm. you can tell from the things that we tweet about that we're not like mean people, or we don't ever come for people on the internet, and we mind our business. Even when people say crazy stuff to us, we always respond with something funny, or we block them.
Okay, so the reason I really wanted to talk about this, because, I just feel like a lot of people will be being mean.
To who?
Just the people. I feel like the way you get further in life is by being...
Because I beat them hoes up if they being mean to you.
I'm dead. Not me. I feel like you get further in life when you're humble. Okay? Be humble. That's all.
You bitches ain't ready for these
hands. Not the hands. Look at them. So now we gonna get into the bed.
Hey, the bed. Ow. The bed. The bed.
Okay. This is your topic, bitch.
I wanted to talk about 69.
Because... You remember the 69 Boys?
No.
It was a group.
Because the other one we don't speak of.
What other?
We like real niggas.
No, the 69 Boys was a rap group.
I know.
What song did they sing?
I don't know.
I'm about to Google it.
And I don't know why I'm talking about I know, because I don't remember.
Oh, 69 Boys had a Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll, the butterfly, that soul, let me see the Tootsie Roll. You know that song, bro.
Bro, I was literally like -3 when that song came out.
Bro, but I'm
but
saying.
So, why would I remember that? Because I don't even think I was born.
I remember, I was like 3.
When did that song come out?
I was like, it came out, I don't know. I really
go
don't know.
Go to the Genius. Oh.
Tootsie Roll.
Oh, never mind. Okay, I came out in 93. I was born.
Yeah, but so I was 4. I was heading home.
But that song is so fucking old. Like, why would I have known 69 Boys made that song? I know the song, but I didn't know who sung it.
Well, I did, goddammit. The butterfly, that soul, let me see the Tootsie Roll. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about 69 for the sex topic, because I feel like that is literally the fucking worst position ever. And I don't know why the fuck y'all be gassing that shit up, because that shit is not fucking lit.
Okay.
At fucking all, bitch. If I can suck dick.
You mad.
Yes, because if I'm a suck dick, I need to be able to concentrate. And how the fuck I'm going to concentrate if you eating my pussy?
So let me
and
tell you
And how the
what...
fuck you going to eat my pussy, right, if I'm sucking your dick?
Let me tell you what I do.
I don't like this shit.
When a nigga want to do 69, I be seeming like I'm doing it, but I be acting like he eating the pussy so good that I can't suck the dick.
I do too. And that's why I said that. Like, if I'm gonna suck dick, I need to be able to concentrate, because I be doing it for a minute, then after a while I just be leaning to the side like,
I be like,
just jacking it off. Because it's like, how the fuck can I concentrate? How?
I hate it.
It's so stupid, bro. And then I feel like you be sucking that nigga dick so good that he don't be really concentrating on eating your pussy. Then that shit be bad. It be
honestly,
bad pussy eating.
When I'm sucking dick, I like to hear him moaning and talking to me and saying stuff. If you're eating my pussy, I can't hear what you're saying. I can't hear you moaning. Like,
what if he like... Ooh.
No. I like to suck dick and I'm looking up and you looking down on me, and it's just like, sucking dick is degrading, okay?
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. I like for niggas to look at me in my
like,
eyes.
You are a nasty bitch. You supposed to look down on
soul
me.
Soul snatchers.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't like it for that reason either, because I can't see your face. I just don't like 69.
I don't like it either. And then I look up and your toes are right there. You know I don't like feet. Your little feet wiggling. Like, ooh, that shit feel good.
Me curling up.
Ooh, them toes start to curl. Ooh, I don't want to see your feet curling. Like, it's just too much.
It's a lie.
We gonna cancel 69 for 21.
We gonna have to cancel this shit. Because I'm just like, whoever made that, like, elite sex position? Because it's not.
The 69 Boys.
That's what he meant when he said butterfly sweet as gold. Ain't that what he said? Google the lyrics. Google, you just had it pulled up.
I ain't never heard that. Oh, you made up a new song.
I did. I probably just made up some shit.
I am dead. But so,
I'm the queen of creating my own lyrics. 69
is old. We gonna throw that out. 21, no more 69. You do me, I do you, and then we get to the business.
Yes, I don't like
just
that.
Just do you, I'ma do me.
I don't
what
like
song
that.
Was that?
Just do you. It sound like Jeezy.
That do sound like Jeezy.
Oh, it was Rocco? Oh, we sorry,
shit.
Rocco.
My bad, Rocco. My bad. Oop, oop, oop. Okay, so now we're going to get into...
Dub up.
Oh.
Rub up.
No, rub up. Rub up. Oui, oui. We are international.
Rub up.
Rub up. Okay, what's your bop, see?
So my bop is it's a song by this new artist.
Why, you are so ghetto.
Why can't talk
cause you ghetto.
Right. This new artist named Vori.
Okay.
He has a song with Meek Mill called "Ain't It Funny." It's really about. It's a great song.
What are you laughing at? What is funny? Is Vori? Is it like Vori?
Bro, because first of all, you are funny because you be making these stupid ass faces. And then I think me and you be having a lot of inside jokes and shit.
Okay, so wait.
So you be making me laugh.
Is Vori a girl or a boy?
It's a guy.
He's a rapper or a singer?
He's a thrapper. He's a thrapper.
Like how T-Pain.
Yeah.
Okay.
A wranger. Either one. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a wranger, but that's another topic. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, it's a great song. Okay. I love the song. It's a bop. So, that's going to be one of my bops.
You've been coming with it lately.
I know. Check me out. So, then my other song is 3435 Remix by Ariana Grande. Ugh.
Well, I don't even like the song because they talk about 69. And we just said we don't like 69.
No, we did say it, but I still like the song.
Okay.
I still like the song.
But Ariana Grande probably still like 69.
And it's also the remix. So Doja Cat and Meg Thee Stallion are on that. So I think that's why I like it more, because you've never heard me say that was my actual vibe. Mm-hmm. But I think I like the remix because of Doja Cat and Meg Thee Stallion.
Well, I'm glad. Is this the first
love
time?
Love Ariana too, but.
Right. We love Ariana. But is this the first time Doja and Meg have done a song together?
Possibly. No, weren't they both on the Chloe and Halle remix? Oh, no, that was City Girls and Doja Cat.
Oh, so this
maybe.
Might be their first collab. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is good. Of course, Megan killed her verse. Doja Cat always delivers. I was really into Doja Cat at one point, and then she lost me for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to do well.
Googled it. Ariana is not young.
She is young. She like 27, right?
Is that young?
That's young, bro. We're not old. We're still young. We all young.
I don't be thinking that's... I mean, I don't know. I don't think we're young. I don't think that's young. I think that's like, you know...
I mean, we're young, but we not no spring chicken. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We in that little, you know.
We in that age
we're
range.
We're medium. We're not medium well yet. We're medium.
We just medium?
We medium. We not medium well.
You got
we not
uncooked.
Well you got uncooked. That's when you like in high school.
You got medium rare.
No. You got black and blue. You know, when they just throw it on the grill real quick just for the marks.
Okay.
You know
then
what
you
I'm
got
saying?
Medium rare.
No, then you got rare.
Oh, you got rare. Then medium rare.
Then you got medium rare.
Well, I think we medium rare.
Nah, cause we medium. We're 30s, like, we're medium.
Sis, no. Like, 30 is not even that old.
It's not old, but we're medium. Like, we know what the fuck going on. Now, when we hit medium well, that's when we, like, in our 40s. We rich. We doing what the fuck we want to do. Your 40s and your 50s, you medium well. When you hit well done, that's when you, like, 65.
That's when you about to die.
Exactly. You well done. You out of here. You beef jerky. You cooked. You fucking cooked. So we medium right now. When we hit.
Oh my God. I wonder if we still gonna be fucking when we like 65.
I ain't never gonna stop fucking. I'm gonna be at the funeral, picking out my casket, knowing I'm about to go, looking at the funeral director like, you want some of this pussy? It's still gonna hit now. I used to have a show called Poor Minds. I used to be putting the girls on the game.
Ew.
Garfield's gonna still hit. Dog. And as soon as I get to hell, I'm gonna be
and
like,
I really hope that I'm not still there with you, because I'm gonna be like, come on, sister. Get your leave that young boy alone.
I'm gonna still be doing my dance.
Dog, okay. I cannot. Us as old people is gonna be pure comedy.
Oh, it's gonna be hell.
It's gonna be so funny. I can't wait. Okay, well, I mean, so, I can, but it's going to be funny.
So, my bop of the week. So, somebody, a listener, y'all actually love to send me music now, because I feel like the listeners know what type of music that we both like. So, mm-hmm. they always send me music now, and I love that. Thank y'all so much. So, a listener actually put me on this girl. Her name is Cleo Soul. I think she actually looks like a white girl. I don't know what she is, but her name is Cleo Soul. Shout out to Miles. He's a listener.
My name is Cleo.
Thank you, Miles. But yeah, I listened to her EP that she has, and she has a song that's called When I'm in Your Arms. This is very like R&B soul. It's more soul. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a difference between R&B and soul. Like, soul is when it gets, like, real, like, slow mm-hmm. into the lyrics, and it's a lot into the production. Like, mm-hmm. so I would say she's more of a soul artist than an R&B artist. But, yeah, she has a song called When I'm in Your Arms, and it's super, super dope. I actually enjoyed her EP when I listened to it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Cleo Soul, that's Cleo, C-L-E-O, and Soul is S-O-L. Yeah, so definitely listen to her. She's fire. I enjoyed it.
Okay, Cleo. Mm-hmm. All right, so y'all know lately we have been getting really into lyrics and getting in depth into, you know, what the song actually really say. Mm-hmm. So this week we have a familiar bop. Mm-hmm. I think that everyone should be familiar with this song. So should I go ahead and just dig in?
Can I do the hook first?
Do you want to do the hook?
Actually, let me
think
just...
you should do the intro.
Well, let me just say something. Let me just say the part that I like.
Oh, no, not the intro. You should do the hook first.
Mm-hmm. The hook?
Yeah.
Okay, hook. Yeah. A big fine woman make you smile when she pass you. Damn, that girl sexy. Her mama got ass too. A big fine woman make you smile when she pass you. Damn, that girl sexy. Her mama got ass too.
What? Sometimes I just cannot take you fucking serious. I mean, not that I ever take you serious.
You told me to do.
he did not say it like yeah, that.
A big fine woman to make you smile when she pass you. Damn, that girl sexy. Her mama got ass too.
Okay,
that's how he said it.
All right. Okay.
So can we break that down first?
That part.
Yeah.
So I think he means a thick stallion.
Let me take it back real quick.
Okay.
So when I used to be younger, mm-hmm. I've always been like a big girl, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So I really remember being like 15, 16, walking through the mall and having grown men hit on me. Mm-hmm. Like, so I feel like a lot of times, but not saying that those men were perverts. I mean, some men are perverts. They are.
If they was looking at you, that was perverts.
I'm not going to lie. When I look at pictures of me when I was 15 and 16, I looked like I was of age. Mm-hmm. I did. I had... You don't see no 15 or 16. My titties big now, but they always been big. I was stacked, nigga. Mm-hmm. So niggas ain't know. So they was probably like, damn, a big fine woman to make you smile when she pass you. Then my mama come up like, what the fuck you looking at? He like, damn, that girl sexy. Her mama got ass too. They didn't know what to do. I cannot blame them.
I'm not gonna lie, I guess I can kind of agree with that, because when I was like 15, 16, like I always had a big booty.
That's what I'm saying.
And I always looked like, you know, and very womanly. Lie.
My mom is beautiful. Yeah. My mom is beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
She always done rocked the shortcut. Like, Annie is a bad bitch.
Yeah.
So it's like when we used to be walking around the mall together, like people would legit think we were sisters.
Her mama got ass too.
And they was like, oh, it's two of them. Right. It's two of them. She'd be like, she is 14. She is
always
14.
Hating.
I was like, damn, girl, I'm trying to go hating. To the club. Okay, so anyways, let's get into the verse.
Okay. Why she swear she a boss?
She get it from her mama.
Why she always gotta call the law?
Oh, wait, hold on. Now,
you still supposed to say
I was about to say
you still supposed to say she get it from my mama.
So the first line is, why she swears she a boss? I get that from my mama.
Right.
Because my mama has always been a boss. She always been on her shit. One thing my mom hates about me is the BDB shit. Because she's always been like, get it on your own, do it on your own, don't. But I feel like I want to do that, but I also want to have a nigga.
Well, the fuck with these niggas.
Right.
That's how my mama is. But so that's what we
right. But
have
I,
a
get the I get the boss shit from my mom, because my mom has always been a boss.
Right. Why but she always got to call the law?
My mom ain't never called the laws. My mom have is you? Not a calling that. No, I ain't never had it. I mean, I grew up, you know how I grew up. What would I call laws for? He was probably my next door neighbor. I ain't got to call him. I got to knock on his door. These people tripping over here. But no, my mom grew up in the hood. My mom was hood, so she don't believe in. I'm not going to lie. My mama, I will never. I seen my mama fight before. She whooped my cousin ass. My mama whooped my cousin ass.
My mama whooped my grandma
ass.
That's
what I'm
saying. I told you that.
Yeah, my mama ghetto.
My mama do not play. Yeah, I mean, that sound bad. Not her mama. She whooped my daddy mama ass.
Oh, that's even worse.
Because I had to make sure I put that out there. I didn't want y'all to think she was being disrespectful to her mama.
She whooped your daddy.
She whooped my daddy mama ass because she had her fucked up. But yeah. She whooped her ass.
That's how
my mama got them things.
It was my great, it was like her first cousin, so they was like the same age. But yeah, my mama whooped my cousin ass. Like,
oh, well, clearly my mama and my grandmother wasn't the same age, but she still whooped her old ass. All right. Next thing. Next line. We always have an argument.
She get it from my mama.
Why she always gotta call a friend?
She get that from her mama. I do. Because anytime...
Your mama always was calling her friends?
Well, not calling her friends, but she was always, you know, calling them folks and let them know what's going on. I'm the same way. When shit going on, I'll be like, Dre, let me tell you what the fuck this nigga did. That's why...
Nah, licks, doobie.
I call my friends. That's why my friends, like, any nigga that I've ever dated, my friends always hate my niggas. But I love my friends because they're not judgy.
Yeah, we not.
But they just be like, I hate that nigga, but go ahead.
Yeah. I'ma just always let you do you, queen. Always. But them niggas be trash. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why she always gotta piss me off?
She get it from my mama.
Why she always gotta take the call?
She get it from my mama.
Why she wore them tight jeans, man?
Nah, I do get that from
got
my
a
mama.
Nigga riding hard and I'm tweaking.
Got a nigga
he probably
riding
said,
hard.
And I'm tweaking. Oh. My bad, I ain't say it right.
You gotta say tweaking.
And I'm tweaking.
Okay, so first of all, we wear tight jeans. I definitely get that from my mama. Mm-hmm. My mama has always dressed very sexy.
Didn't your mama have that nail?
Yep, let me tell you something. So a few years ago, Kim Kardashian had
Kim
posted...
Kim Pan was way strong.
No, listen. Kim Kardashian had posted her nails one time, and she had a piercing in her nail. Mm. And everybody was like, oh, my God, that's so cute. And everybody was going to get a little piercing in their nail. On my life, when I was little, my mom used to always have an earring in her nail.
Yeah.
Always. I get this long nail shit from my mom. My mom's nails used to be long as fuck. She used to have a ring on every finger. My sister used to wear rings on every finger because she was trying to dress like my mom. I get this long nail shit from my mom. So my mama was very much short haircut, big knocker earrings. She was that around the way girl, for
okay,
real.
Okay, all right. Why she got
Wait.
Oh.
Let's go down to this
You
want
to go to an...
What's up, y'all? It's Lex P.
And it's Dre Nicole.
And we want to tell y'all about something that we use. Y'all know we use a lot of stuff.
We do. We be using a lot of
shit. But this is like one of my favorites. So joinhoney.com is an extension. It adds on to your browser and it automatically applies coupons whenever you check out when you shopping.
And you know we love to save us some money.
You know we love to save the coins,
girl,
mom.
I saved $20 on a shirt last week.
Yes, girl. I saved $30 on some pictures I bought. Y'all know I love to decorate my house. So as soon as I checked out, it just automatically applied the coupons. I didn't have to go searching for no nothing. It just automatically applied it. It was so easy.
So make sure y'all get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/poorminds.
Yes, that's joinhoney.com/poorminds and get the saving today, hun.
Okay. And I heard she could fuck too.
She get it from my mama.
She leave and make you stuck too.
She get it from my mama.
Who told her I was fucking around?
She get it from my mama.
Who told her I was back in town?
She get it from my mama. So,
because I would know exactly where the fuck you at.
Let me say this before we move on.
All the time I might put a tracker on your phone.
Let me say this before we moved on. So, on a past episode, we were talking about squirting. Mm-hmm. We actually talked about this on Diamond Show the other day. So, I was wrong. In the episode, I said, I believe everybody can squirt if you know what you're doing and that you practice or whatever. So I found out from a sex expert that squirting is genetics. You can only squirt.
Yes, we just talked about these.
Like, everybody can come. Like, women can come normally, but I'm talking about, like, that squirt when it comes out, that's genetics. So if you can squirt, your mama know how to squirt, your grandmama know how to squirt, your great-grandmother been squirting. They was squirting on the Underground Railroad, bitch.
So if you can't squirt, you just come from a long lineage of whack pussy.
Of dry pussy, bitch. So my ancestors was definitely...
Your mama pussy trash, your granny pussy trash.
I had my...
Your daughter pussy gonna be trash.
I definitely had my ancestors were coming over from the boat squirting.
Whew. Making my ancestors had that yummy,
that yummy.
For real, cause
so now we know that
gushy.
So that goes into what I was saying. If you can squirt,
you get it from your mama.
Thank you, Juvenile. And if you can't,
you could thank your mama for that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're gonna get
Juvie.
Thank you, Juvie. So now we're gonna get into the questions of the week. If you want your questions answered on the show, make sure you email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. Okay. So go ahead.
Small dick but big dick energy. Hey, oh, Lex, Lord. Andrea, I have recently become single as of the beginning of this year. I came out of that relationship wanting to focus on my studies and goals. Kinda a lot turned off by men. I made a decision to become celibate and recently graduated. Back in the summer, I received a message from an old guy I was cool with wanting to catch up. He invited me and my girls out to game night. And we've kind of been talking every day since. We started off as being genuine friends, but are now exclusively dating.
Started off as close friends.
Okay, he isn't my usual type physically, but he is everything I've prayed for in a man. Mm-hmm. We communicate very well, share the same qualities, and wants out of life. He is someone I know will look after me and sees me beyond my looks. I'm young, early 20s, but I'm an old soul that knows what she wants. I'm ready to settle down and break those generational curses, and we are both on the same page with that. Just of recent, we had our first kiss, and it led to some hand action. While touching, I discovered his dick to be smaller than what I am used to. However, the foreplay we have had has been amazing. I would say he's a great pleaser. He is going into surgery really soon, and this will have lasting effects on his health/diet. This year has been very overwhelming for me, clearly not what I expected. With Corona, I truly didn't get to enjoy being single, graduated during a pandemic and contracted COVID-19 myself. Damn. He is the only guy I've really entertained and dated since my breakup. Having a family/stable life is the most important thing to me in life. However, I need some advice. We are getting pretty serious. I've met his family and will be his first girlfriend. Do you ladies feel like this is the right move? Finding good men is something really hard to come by, and I don't want to lose a good thing. However, I do feel very overwhelmed. I don't want to pull back, especially at a time where he needs me the most. But I worry we could be moving too fast. Sorry this is longer than a paragraph. I tried to simplify and cut out as much as possible. Love you guys, UK listener/viewer. Okay, shout out to the UK.
Shout out to the UK.
Shout out to London Town.
I will say these are all concerns that are very valid, but you need to have a talk with him about mm-hmm. it. Like I always say, people for some reason devalue conversations and communication. I feel like just let him know that you want to take things a little slower and you're unsure that you are interested in him and that you do like him. Look, as far as the small dick, I don't have any advice for that. Use some toys. Introduce toys in the bedroom, that will definitely help. But like I said,
he can always come to America. Dr. Miami is doing dick extensions for $600.
No, but they do have a dick extension toy. I talked about this
and they have the surgery too.
But no, but if you don't want to go extreme as having surgery,
he already about to have it.
But there's a toy that you can use that still satisfies the man and it makes his dick bigger. I talked about it on the show with Orlando and Diamond. So if you go back and look at the show with Orlando and Diamond, it's called Am I Right? It's the Poor Minds episode. We talked about a dick extender. But anyways.
And also go look at Dr. Miami page.
I'm dead. I just feel like if you feel like there are some doubts in your mind, you definitely need to have this conversation. Because, like, at this point, his feelings are involved. Your feelings are obviously involved. The family is getting involved. And you don't want to jump into something when you're not ready. You're young. You're in your early 20s. You still have a lot of life to live. Mm-hmm. When the men that you're attracted to in your early 20s are not going to be the same men you're attracted to in your 30s. I tell y'all this all the time. It changes. So this is probably not going to be the person that you even end up with. So make sure that you're happy and you're getting everything that you need while also being careful with his feelings and making sure you're not leading him on. Yeah?
I say tell him about the dick extension surgery.
Girl, I'm dead.
What? I'm serious. I mean, I don't know. Because I feel like sex is important.
It is important.
Like, you can't...
I feel like it's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean. Sometimes, I mean, if the dick is little...
It just depends, bro. Like, a nigga who got a little bitty ass dick, like, it's just...
But it's a difference. Like, is it short? I can deal with a short dick if it's girthy. It's all about the girth to me. I don't care about the length. I can't do no pencil dick. If it's a pencil, okay.
I mean, it can't be a pencil dick, but it also do need to be a little... Like, I'm not saying it gotta be, like, a super long dick. You ain't got a long dick of like, but I'm goddamn, dead. Like it need to be, you right. know, it need a little length. But like to I said, well, there's a little bit.
But that's what I'm saying. If he has a little dick and it's something that's not happening in the bedroom, there's a lot of toys to help with that. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, ladies, it's Kiki here. Love the podcast. By the way, I'm going to make a long story short. Okay, it's this guy I've been talking to for about a year now. When we first met each other at the beginning stage of our relationship, it was so perfect. We were chilling with each other all the time, cute dates, good sex, etc. I was getting treated like a queen, as I should. However, the past few months, we have been on and off because he has not been supportive or the balance has been odd between us. I'm a painter and I had an art show in March of 2020. And he didn't show up. He apologized, sent me a long message about not coming, and we started back talking. He started to do better and then started slacking off again. Boom, I cut him off. Then we rekindled our relationship because we missed each other and we started where we left off. So October came around and I had another art show. He did the same thing. Stood me up, didn't come, so I cut him off after that. I made up in my mind that he don't fuck with me or support me like I support him. Now it's November and he texts me about how he takes accountability for the things that he did and he recognizes my worth as a woman. There is nobody like you. You were there when I needed you and he knows it's his fault. Me cutting him off made him realize all this and most importantly, he acts this way because he battles with depression. I don't know what to do at this point. I don't know if I want to give it another try. Ladies, please help. I'll tell you from a person that has dealt with this same exact... If you're a Patreon member, y'all know I've talked about this. This is how it is with me and Throwback Bay. And now I'm with you, sis. It's hard not to take somebody back, but you have to realize this. When somebody is going through something, whether it be depression, other issues that they have going on, that has nothing to do with you. You're whole and you're complete and you're ready to love and give to this person. And obviously he's not. And he's not ready for that. And that has nothing to do with you and that's not your fault. My problem was I kept trying to love somebody who wasn't ready to love. Even though he thought he was and he may think that he is and he may fuck with you and love you and this and that, but he just can't get it right. That's not the person for you. And I can tell you from experience because I'm currently going through the same thing. So the best my advice is, bitch, I'm letting him go. So you should do the same.
Yeah, y'all be trying to love niggas through shit. Like,
yes, and don't do that. Let these niggas go.
Let these niggas go and seek help and seek counsel for their problems. And then maybe once he get his shit together and he's in a better space mentally and shit, then maybe y'all can rekindle the flame. But hopefully by the end, you be done moved on.
So wait, read this part first. It says, please keep me anonymous. The nigga listen to y'all now, LMAO.
She says, should I drop this nigga? Hey, Lex and Drea. So I'm really just giving this a try because it might be hard for y'all to see this or even able to respond. I've been dating this guy. He refers to me as his girl in discussion, but he has not asked me to be his girlfriend. A month or so ago, he said he would ask. He's just not ready at that point and wants to make it special. He really made a big deal about it, actually. We stopped talking for a while because he felt not ready. I was okay with what we had going on, though. I'm a mom, and I don't mind taking things slow. But we've been hanging out a lot since getting back together, going on dates, went out of town, literally everything a boyfriend and girlfriend would do. So what's bothering me the most with him is that he doesn't like my photos on social media. Is that petty? But he likes other girls' photos. It drives me insane, y'all. But because I'm not his girl, I feel like I can't really argue with him about it. I have mentioned it to him, and he kind of just brushed it off like it's not that big of a deal. But it still gets to me. Am I being crazy and jealous, or should I drop him like a bad habit? Please help. I love y'all. Let me tell y'all something. Why are you laughing?
Because I know what you're about to say.
Let me tell y'all something. The niggas that I done fucked with the most, like, in the past, I'll say 5 years, we do not follow each other on social media.
Ever.
Because I just like to keep things separate. I feel like when motherfuckers can see what's going, like, the people will literally start watching you and watching that person be like, oh, they be liking all of each other pictures. They be coming in under all of each other pictures and be trying to be up in your business. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not that niggas didn't want to follow me or didn't, you know, because even nigga I was fucking with, he used to come like my pictures occasionally, but we didn't follow each other because it's just like, I don't like having people in my business. I feel like that's petty as fuck. He ain't these guts in real life, honey.
That's what I'm saying. Me and my last situation,
he ain't gotta be in my life.
We would never follow each other, but we look at each other's timelines all the time. I don't expect him to like my pictures. I don't like his anything. Like, so y'all have to stop letting social media validate you. Yes. Y'all realize how little social media is in the bigger scheme of things, yes, of life? That shit don't matter to me. I don't give a... Like you said, baby, he in your likes, but he in my guts. Who cares?
In real life.
That's what Instagram and Twitter and social media is for, to like content. Okay, it's a bad bitch in a thong. He likes it. Cool. You know how many bad bitches there are in the world?
Right.
It's okay for him to like a bad bitch in a thong.
Hell, but guess I probably like the picture too. They're how bad.
But what I'm saying is, yeah, it's 30 bad bitches in some thongs or 30 bad bitches on a boat doing this and that. He gonna like they pictures. Mm-hmm. But there's only one you. You're the only person that maybe makes him feel a certain type of way, that can give him that conversation. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you are being a little jealous and a little petty. It's different if he's doing the most, like the girl from the other week when she was like, oh, he's leaving hard eyes and doing all that. Mm-hmm. That's when it starts being like, okay, you're doing a lot. But just liking a picture, that's what social media is for. I don't care about a nigga liking shit.
I don't care about that neither. Like, that's what you're supposed to do on social media. It's about going back to what we talked about. I don't remember if it was on this episode or another episode, but like, just how a nigga treats you. You know what I mean? It depends on how he treats you in real life, what y'all got going on in real life. I can give two fucks about some Instagram likes.
Yeah, that shit don't matter to me.
I don't.
Because I'll be like, honestly, I'm the person, if I follow you, I literally scroll down my timeline, I like everybody's pictures. Because if I follow you, I'm just going to like it. So
I will be fucking on a nigga every night, and y'all won't even know because I don't like none of his pictures.
Exactly. Nothing. I don't even
talk
to
this
nigga.
But that don't mean I'm not fucking him every day. Because it's like, I don't know.
All right.
Grown women keep people out their business.
Period. So, yes, if y'all want your questions answered on the show, that was the last one, right? That was four.
I think that was three.
Yep, we're good.
Oh, it was? Oh.
So, this was actually a request that I got today. Now, we love this song.
This song is near. I'm about to take a shot before we sing it.
This song is near and dear to my heart. And why? I will say this because it means so much to me. Why and the thing about it is because I've loved this song since I was younger, Drea.
I have a video. I still have like 2-3 videos of you singing this song.
So I realized that I sang this song so much on the show, but I forgot we got like an influx of listeners. So a lot of new people haven't heard this song.
You haven't sung it in a while.
I haven't sung it in a while. So let me just go ahead and get into it, okay?
I got to tap my feet.
When I get to the part, slow down.
It started off like
no,
that.
No, it's after this part. She's jumping the gun. She's too excited.
I love y'all. Okay, so let me tell y'all something real quick.
Fuck.
Out of all the fucking songs that Lex sings, this is literally my favorite song that she ever sings. Okay, go ahead.
Let's get into it.
Go ahead. I'm excited. Go, girl.
Just like a bird, I just want to fly free. So high, so high. own a piece of land somewhere off in the country. Okay. Oh, yeah. Listen.
Okay, that's my cue. So since y'all can't hear me tap my foot, I'm going to tap the table.
Temperature about 100 degrees. Like I got chains on me. Black male and a family of three. Been right on my destiny. Rig it out, fly away. Cause it's too much for the main. I shouldn't have gone down this way. So tell me, how did I get life. I'ma skip to the good part. Oh, somebody done me wrong. I stood a ceiling all night long, yeah. Time keeps slipping away from me, yeah.
Ooh. Ain't no telling when I get home.
I gotta get home, yeah.
Ooh. That's a vibe. I love when you sing that song. You know that's my favorite song.
Bro, that is such a good song.
It is. Somebody especially your rendition.
Give me life. Yeah.
Sorry. Nobody is... First of all, nobody be fucking with KC and JoJo.
Woo!
But you be giving KC a run for his money.
Time keeps slipping away from me. Yeah. Try that, KC. You can't sing it like
me. Tell KC stay in his motherfucking range, bitch.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane and
somebody
stay in your range.
Give me life. Yeah.
Fuck KC, it's Lex P.
Period! Run it up!
Tell him stop playing with you.
Stop playing
you
with me!
You is not one of them.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah,
KC,
yeah.
JoJo. Ooh, yeah.
Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week. Somebody give me life. Yeah. You felt it.
Lexi and Dre and Nicole.
That's going to be the new group. Mm-hmm. That can't fuck with us.
Not KC and JoJo no more.
That was a good song, bro.
That was. It was a great song. I'm about to go watch that movie, matter of fact.